Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the small coastal town of Seabrook, Amelia Hart, a 24-year-old aspiring social media influencer, found her rise to online fame marred by an eerie occurrence. Amelia, with her sun-kissed hair, vibrant personality, and passion for sharing her life with her followers, was known for her engaging and upbeat live streams. One evening, as dusk crept over Seabrook, Amelia set up her usual live stream. Her apartment, a cozy bohemian haven, was the perfect backdrop for her engaging chats with her growing audience. That night, as she discussed her day and shared beauty tips, a shadowy figure appeared in the background. Amelia, oblivious to its presence, continued her stream. Her viewers, however, started commenting frantically about the figure. Some thought it was a prank, while others expressed concern. Amelia turned to look, but the figure had vanished. Laughing it off, she assured her viewers it was probably just a trick of the light. But with each subsequent live stream, the figure returned. It was always just at the edge of the frame, indistinct yet unmistakably human. Amelia's attempts to capture it were futile. Whenever she turned around, it disappeared, only to reappear when she faced the camera again. As the streams continued, the figure became more defined, and its presence more sinister. Amelia's lively broadcasts turned into tense, fearful sessions. Viewership skyrocketed, with people tuning in not for her content, but for the chilling spectacle of the figure in the background. Desperate to understand what was happening, Amelia reached out to Ryan, a friend and local tech expert. Ryan, a pragmatic man with a logical mind and a protective streak, was skeptical at first. He suggested it might be a technical glitch or a sophisticated prank. Together, they reviewed the footage, but Ryan found no evidence of tampering. He set up cameras around Amelia's apartment to catch the figure from different angles. Yet, every time Amelia went live, the figure appeared only on the live stream, invisible to the other cameras. The situation reached a terrifying climax during one of Amelia's streams. The figure, clearer than ever, seemed to reach out towards her. In a panic, Amelia ended the stream and, with Ryan, watched the playback. To their horror, the figure was no longer just a shadow. It had features eerily similar to Amelia's deceased mother, who had passed away in that very apartment years ago. The revelation shook Amelia to her core. She stopped her live streams and sought help to understand the phenomenon. Some suggested it was a haunting, a digital imprint of her mother's presence in the apartment. Others speculated about a more psychological cause, a manifestation of Amelia's unresolved grief. Amelia moved out of the apartment, seeking a new start. She continued her social media career, but with a newfound caution about what she shared online. The experience remained with her, a haunting reminder of the thin veil between the digital world and the unknown realms that may lie beyond our screens.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the suburban tranquility of Maplewood, Sophie Larson, a 31-year-old elementary school teacher, encountered a digital anomaly that blurred the lines between past and present. Sophie, with her gentle demeanor, shoulder-length auburn hair, and a love for nostalgia, cherished her online photo albums as a way to relive cherished memories. One morning, as autumn leaves painted the town in shades of orange and red, Sophie received a Facebook memory reminder. It was a photo from 5 years ago, one she didn't remember taking. The image showed her standing in a sunlit park, smiling. But in the background, there was a shadowy figure, barely noticeable, its features obscured. Initially, Sophie thought it was a photobomb, a stranger accidentally caught in the frame. She shrugged it off and went about her day. But the next day, another memory popped up. It was from 4 years ago, a photo of her at a friend's wedding. Again, the same shadowy figure lurked in the background, slightly closer this time. A chill ran down Sophie's spine. She began to scour her photo albums, both digital and physical. To her growing horror, she discovered the figure appearing in more photos, each time closer to her than before, its presence an eerie constant. Sophie confided in her close friend and neighbor, Ethan, a 33-year-old freelance journalist with a skeptical mind and a protective nature. Ethan, intrigued and concerned, decided to help Sophie investigate. They looked through years of photos, tracing the figure's appearances. Its form became clearer over time, a tall, gaunt silhouette with indistinct features, always watching Sophie. The situation escalated when Sophie received a memory reminder of a photo taken just a year ago. The figure was standing directly behind her, its face still a blur, but its proximity alarmingly close. She didn't remember seeing anyone like that, nor did Ethan, who had been with her that day. Determined to find answers, Sophie and Ethan delved into her past, looking for any connection to the figure. They revisited old places, spoke to friends and family, but found nothing. The figure remained an unexplained mystery, a ghostly presence trailing Sophie through the years. As fear took hold, Sophie's once cherished memories turned into sources of dread. She deactivated her social media, hoping to escape the haunting reminders, but the fear of the figure's presence lingered. One quiet evening, as Sophie and Ethan reviewed old photo albums, they found an old Polaroid photo, taken during Sophie's childhood. In it, the figure stood in the background, watching over a young Sophie playing in her backyard. Its face was still a blur, but its presence was undeniably menacing. The discovery shook Sophie to her core. The figure wasn't just a digital apparition. It had been a part of her life for as long as she could remember, a silent, unseen observer. The realization filled her with an overwhelming sense of paranoia and vulnerability. Sophie and Ethan never uncovered the truth behind the figure. Sophie moved away from Maplewood, seeking a fresh start, but the memory of the shadowy figure haunted her, a reminder of the unseen eyes that may watch us from just beyond the frame of our captured moments. In the bustling urban landscape of Castleton, Rachel Donovan, a 28-year-old history teacher with a passion for urban exploration and a curious nature, stumbled upon a digital enigma that defied explanation. Rachel, with her short, curly hair, inquisitive brown eyes, and a knack for uncovering forgotten tales, was an avid user of social media to share her explorations. One evening, while browsing Facebook, Rachel discovered a group dedicated to a town called Eldridge Hollow. Intrigued, she joined the group, expecting to find discussions about a historical or fictional town. Instead, she found a thriving community sharing updates, photos, and events about Eldridge Hollow, a town she had never heard of. The photos showed a quaint town, with charming buildings, lush parks, and friendly faces. Yet, when Rachel searched for Eldridge Hollow on maps and in historical records, she found no trace of it. It was as if the town existed only on Facebook. Driven by curiosity, Rachel decided to investigate. According to the group's posts, Eldridge Hollow was located a few hours' drive from Castleton. She set out to find it, documenting her journey on her blog. To her astonishment, Rachel found the town exactly as it was depicted in the Facebook group. Eldridge Hollow was real, with its picturesque streets and warm, inviting atmosphere. But there was an unsettling stillness to it, a silence that seemed out of place. As she explored, Rachel noticed something peculiar. The town was devoid of people. The shops were stocked, the homes well kept, but there was no sign of life. It was as though the town was frozen in time, waiting for its inhabitants to return. Rachel shared her findings on her blog and in the Facebook group, her post garnering a mix of reactions. Some members congratulated her on finding Eldridge Hollow, while others warned her to leave immediately. That night, Rachel stayed in a quaint inn at the town's edge. Her sleep was restless, filled with dreams of shadowy figures wandering the streets of Eldridge Hollow. In the morning, she decided to delve deeper into the town's mystery. Her exploration led her to the town library, where she found archives detailing the history of Eldridge Hollow. According to records, the town had been abandoned overnight decades ago, following a series of unexplained incidents that the locals believed were supernatural. As Rachel read through the accounts, she felt a growing sense of dread. The Facebook group's posts, once charming, now read like echoes of a forgotten past, messages from a town that had slipped into legend. Determined to uncover the truth, Rachel continued to document her findings, her posts on the Facebook group drawing more attention. But as night fell, she realized she was not alone. Shadowy figures watched her from a distance, their silhouettes flickering in the dim light. Fearing for her safety, Rachel left Eldridge Hollow, the town disappearing into the mist as she drove away. When she tried to access the Facebook group later, it was gone, as if it had never existed. Back in Castleton, Rachel's experience became a popular topic among her followers, a modern urban legend. But for Rachel, Eldridge Hollow was more than a story. It was a haunting reminder of the thin line between reality and the digital world. A line that, once crossed, revealed secrets that some towns, real or not, are meant to keep.